Welcome to the snooze button. Hey, I'm Brittany of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I've got 99 problems, but my kid sleeping isn't one.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the snooze button. I am your host, Brittany Sheehan of Brittany, She, and Sleep. I was thinking earlier today, I'm like, what am I going to talk about on the podcast this week? And I don't know what made me think of it, but I decided, you know what I want to talk about? What are the mom friends we all need? Every mom needs different types of mom friends in their life. And I got to say, as I was writing out my notes for this episode a minute ago, I was both like smiling and giggling to myself. None of them are modeled after like one specific exact person I can think of, but there are definitely people that like fit into each of them. And it was just like sweet to think of all of these wonderful women in my life. And I hope as you listen to this, you think of who they are in yours. And I really do believe we all need every single one of these women in our lives as a mom. And you know what? There's probably others too. I need to ask you guys on Instagram. That's what I'm going to do after I stop recording. I'm going to ask you guys what kind of friends you think we all need, because I bet there's some other good ones. All right. Because here at the end of the day, you can't mom alone, okay? We cannot be by ourselves. And as you think through these moms, they might be your next door neighbor. They might be someone who lives a million miles away you haven't seen in years. They might be a childhood friend. They could be someone you met at the park last week. Doesn't matter. You need them. Okay. Without further ado, the seven mom friends you need. Number one, the hype woman. The hype woman, she is sweet. She's sweet as pie. She makes you feel good. She is always kind. She is always complimentary. She always seems to think that you are the bee's knees. Here's the caveat here. It has to be genuine. I'm not talking about like talk nice to your face, shoot you in the back. I'm talking, you know, when you see her, she's just warm and fuzzy. She's like, those are the cutest jeans I've ever seen. Where did you get those? You know what? You have great legs. You should wear jeans more. You really should. You know, I just love how you, you know, made that nursery. I love, you always have such good taste in wallpaper, you know, but you know, it's she actually means it. She just is like a warm bowl of soup. That was a weird analogy. You know what I mean? She's just, you're nice. She hypes you up. She makes you feel good about yourself. You tell her something bad that happened, she is aghast. You tell her something good that happened, she's like, well, of course, because you're amazing. And you know that she's serious. She's a great friend. You got to have her. Okay. Number two, the wise sage. The wise sage, she's probably either a little bit older than you. Maybe her kids are slightly older, but still close enough. Or maybe even they're much more older. Maybe they're 10 years older. Maybe she's slightly ahead of you in her career, like you're in the same business and she's been doing a little bit longer. But she's someone that you look up to, but in a way that is approachable, not intimidating. She gives the best advice. You could go to her about anything from, you know, blowout diapers to Botox, and she's got something good to say. She knows her stuff. She's smart. She's grounded though, right? So the wise sage, she's all of these people, they make you feel good, right? She never makes you feel dumb. If you're like, I don't know the difference between, but I can't even think of an example. My brain is fried. She would be like, oh, totally. Here's how I figured it out. Da, 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 da. She gives you great advice. She's a wise, wise woman. And she's the one you go to when you're like, I wonder what you're supposed to do when your kid starts kindergarten. Like, how do you do that? I'm going to call Elaine. We'll call her Elaine, the wise sage. Okay. Number three, the same pager. You guys are just on the same page. Now, I think when I was thinking about like what to call this one, the same pager, at first I was thinking about it just as a sense of humor. You know those people, I have a couple of friends that like, I just am positive. Any show I think is funny, they will think is funny. Any meme I see that I think is funny, they will think is funny. Like something weird and niche that like most people would be like, I don't get it. Like I would show it to my husband and he'd be like, I don't get it. She's gonna get it. I'm sending it to her. She's sending it to me. But it could be other things too. Same pagers, especially as a mom. So, I mean, everything's so fraught politically right now that I feel like a same pager could also be something that's getting all worked up about the same political issues as you. Someone who has the same outlook on motherhood, right? So it's like shame-free, like you say you got drunk at the pool with your kids and she's like, yeah, duh, right? Or something that was like a weird example. But like she just, you're like, yeah, I put my kids to bed at 10 because that works for me. And she's like, yeah, duh. You guys are just on the same page about things, right? Everything is just, it's shame-free, it's judgment-free. We're on the same page. You get me. You could look at each other across the room when someone's doing something and you just like lock eyes and you both know what you're thinking and start laughing. She's the same pager. Okay. Number four, the same stager. Now, this one is interesting because I think you need this friend. You might even have a few of them. So the same stager could be someone that if you weren't in the exact same stage with everything, maybe they wouldn't be your best friend, but they're great. You like them a lot. And maybe they have kids that are all the exact same age as yours. Maybe your husbands work together or your wives work together. Maybe you live next door and, you know, are in all the same like social groups, whatever. You guys are in the same stage of life. I think the kid one is probably the most relevant. Like, you know, I have a 2, 4, and 6-year-old. So like someone who has, they also have a 2, 4, and 6-year-old. You're maybe going to the same sporting things. You're in the same classes at school. It's the mom friend who like, you guys are just in it together. You're like, did you see that form? Did you fill out that thing? I don't know what to do. Da, 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 da. You just are in that same stage. And you need her. You need your same stager to just vent and commiserate. Okay. How many have I done? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You would have thought I would have numbered them, but you would be wrong. All right, number five, the vault. The vault. The vault, this is a rare and special breed. The vault, she will bury a body for you. You could tell her you killed your Uncle Don. And she's like, great, do you need any help moving the body? Like, she's not going to tell a soul anything you ever tell her. You could tell her anything. And listen, sometimes you have that thing that you're like, I need to tell somebody this crazy story that just happened to me. And I can't even tell, you know, anybody else. I can't even tell my husband about this thing. You're telling the vault, you know. The vault is the one you're going to go to. She's there through thick and thin. And you know, not a single word is going to slip out of that lady's mouth. You need your vault. Okay. Number six, the always down bitch. Always down bitch. You want a happy hour tonight? She's coming. You crying your eyes out about something? You need someone to come over with a bottle of wine? She's coming. You want to go to the concert? She's coming. You want to go to Vegas? She's coming. She is always down. She's down to party. She's down for whatever you want to do. She is fun, fun, fun. She is fun bottled up in a bottle of fun. And you need that friend, you know, whether or not you're somebody who likes to have fun a lot or very rarely, you need somebody or somebodies that you are like, I got to get out of the house tonight. And you know who I'm going to call? Kayla. I'm calling Kayla because she's always down. She's fun. She gets me out of my head. She gets me out of my funk. She gets me out of my sweatpants. Call Kayla. Call your always down bitch. Okay. The last one, number seven. The hot mess. Let's be honest. You need a mom that makes you look good and feel good. Now, this is not to be disparaging to her. You don't keep her around as a friend because you want to see her mess up and feel better about yourself. But she just provides some levity. You know, you were freaking out because you forgot to change your baby's diaper right before the nap and you feel like you're a bad mom. And you call Diane and she's like, y'all, I cannot believe I thought I was feeding Ryder his formula, and I realized I was giving him milk, and he's only 4 months old. I don't think you're supposed to do that. I don't know why I give her a Southern accent. That feels unfair. But she's always she's kind of chaotic. You know, you meet up, and she, like, doesn't have any diapers, and you're like, it's fine, Doreen. What did I call her? Diane. I got extra diapers. You know, she makes life interesting. You know, maybe she accidentally signed up for Hinge and got matched with her cousin because she thought Hinge was a grocery app and it turns out it's a dating app. And she's like, I don't know if I should tell Brad. I don't know if I should tell him. I didn't know what Hinge was. I thought it was Instacart. But now my cousin Donnie and I got matched. This one is fun to think about. We all know her and we need her and we love her. She's adorable. She's fun. Here's the thing. With all of the seven mom friends you need, all of them, you need to leave the conversation, the party, the phone call, the whatever, feeling lighter and better than you did when you picked up the phone or walked into the bar or walked into the house or whatever it is. All of them make you happy. All of them we love. And if you don't have one of these, I would suggest you go find one. If you don't have somebody you can think of that falls into each of these pages, I think you'll be very happy when you discover who those people are because we all need them. And now I'm kind of wondering, this is scary to think about, which one of these would my friends say I am? Hopefully not the hot mess. But you know what? If I am for somebody, that is absolutely fine. I'm happy to play that role. All right. Love you guys. I will see you next week.
Loving the snooze button? Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review. I will read it and internalize it, so make sure it's very glowing. If you're interested in working with me or learning more about my courses, head to brittanysheehan.com or follow me on Instagram at brittanysheehansleep.